This week's episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. Get a website design, web hosting, presentation design. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Nosplode TM, the anti-head explode pill. Side effects may include upset stomach, diarrhea, itchiness, nervousness, sweatiness, spontaneous sunburn without exposure to the sun, death, temporal displacement, cranial implosion, and, in rare cases, cranial explosion. Experience the world without the fear that your head will explode. Ask your doctor if Nosplode TM is right for you.
Serious win. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 36. Another one rides the bus. In the chat room over at theramennoodle.com/live, where we broadcast live every night. Not every night. Anyway, you're getting serious accolades for that sponsor. Good job.
Thank you.
Welcome back to this episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, and joining me again in studio in his usual black squeaky chair, so if he makes weird noises, it's the chair, just so you know, is Jeremy joining us back.
Hello. It's good to join us back. It's good to join you back. Oh, well.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Should it be join us back TM?
I don't know, because someone else has used that phrase. Aww. Who used it? I think Apple used it. Someone used it today. I can't remember who. I looked at so many sites today. Maybe it was some live website about Apple.
In case you haven't noticed, today was a big Apple news day.
Yes.
We've all got Apple on the brain.
Not Big Apple as in like New York,
right,
but Big Apple as in Steve Jobs asked everyone to lay down their computers at his feet and bow in worship of him so that the Wi-Fi would work.
Either that or it was a technology holdup. Everyone, turn off your Wi-Fi devices and put your laptops on the floor.
Laptops on the floor.
Okay, that was
you,
mine.
Yeah, you said that. You tweeted that today. I was like, oh, I had a moment of pride as I saw my prodigy just following in my footsteps. It felt so wonderful. Speaking of feeling wonderful, let's do this. Thank you, Jeremy, for performing that music for us.
Enhancing it. I enhanced it. I did backup.
Oh, okay.
But only for a minute.
This last week, I had a couple interesting things happen.
But I had a couple.
I will only share the one that I can remember at this moment.
Whoa. Okay.
First of all, you remember that last week in episode 35, we had fiance Jenny on here.
Fiance Jenny.
Yes.
I hope that isn't as compared to fiance Margaret. There should only be one fiance at a time.
There's no comma in between it. So when I say my fiance Jenny,
okay,
if I put a comma in there, then it implies that my fiance, the Jenny fiance.
The Jenny fiance.
As opposed to the whatever other fiance. Anyway, the way that I got her here during the week that she had off was I bought a bus ticket for her, a round trip bus ticket.
Oh boy.
And her trip here put her in Indianapolis, which is only a couple hours away from here, and she had a couple hour layover there. So I thought we'd get not only a couple extra hours together, we'd get 4 extra hours together if I just go pick her up. Because the 2-hour layover and the 2-hour drive. So that's what I had done. I am so glad that I did it. Because the bus station is in downtown Indianapolis.
And that's
weird. Bad. It's scary. I've never felt so threatened walking past people as I did when I walked into the bus station. And in fact, when we left the bus station, we went out through a back door because I didn't want to go out the front door where I thought these people might still be. But I was still almost, before Jenny was there, I was almost thinking again in my mind, please, someone, like, attack me or something. I want to use my self-defense on someone. But
I was so scared. And no, I wasn't sure if anyone would attack me, and I was afraid they wouldn't.
It's like, oh, man. Should wear that sign on the back of my shirt again. Say something like, I'm white, come attack me, or I don't know.
I don't think you need a sign.
Okay. People are always offering me signs, though. They're like, here's your sign. You don't get that one. Okay.
It's
your stupid sign. Yeah.
Your stupid sign.
But the thing that I wanted to talk about more was when I took her back to the bus station, this time leaving from Cincinnati, another downtown bus station.
Yeah.
And
the Greyhound station?
Yeah.
It's not as bad, is it?
It was better than Indianapolis. Definitely better. It wasn't as dark and big and ominous feeling. But there were still a lot of weird people.
That's true. I've been there
once. I told her, Jenny, I am never putting you on a bus again. I'm willing to do it, but I'm not going to put you on it again. And the things that she told me, that like conversations that, and stuff she heard in the bus, it's just like, yeah.
Was it a normal size bus or was it a, you know, short bus?
Yeah, it was normal. There's a joke there and I'm not quite getting it.
It's all right.
Okay, I know short bus.
We don't want to.
Take a long bus down a short bus down a long pier.
On short bus, lest we be offensive to some people.
Only Jenny was traveling on the bus. But she had this luggage with her, as girls tend to pack, you know, they can pack kind of heavy sometimes. So she didn't have a big suitcase, but she did have a couple suitcases or a couple little carry-on bags, medium size. And they were kind of heavy. So I was helping her out and packing with them. Well, we were already confused because they moved the lines and we were trying to make sure, are we going to the right place and going through the right gate and all of that? And I was carrying this luggage for her. So I told the guy that was taking the tickets, he wasn't really paying attention, but he looked at her ticket and then let me go past too. And I was just saying to him, I'm just carrying her luggage on. I'll be right back. But he didn't really pay attention, but he let me past anyway. And I thought, wow, what security. Well, because of the way Cincinnati runs, they weren't able to give us tags for the luggage. And the bus would be making a stop, and they needed to be tagged or else they wouldn't get transferred. So she had to carry her luggage onto the bus.
That's weird.
So I helped her carry the luggage onto the bus, put it onto the overhead bin. Stop thinking that. And put it there and hugged her goodbye and everything inside the bus. And then I went to get out of the bus, and the door was closed. And there's no button or door handle or anything. I'm locked inside the bus. The driver's not there either. So I'm looking around for a way to try and get out of the bus. And there's no way there. And one of the ladies sitting near the front, Jenny was near the back of the bus, like about half or three quarters of the way. So she couldn't really see what was going on, I don't think. But one of the ladies near the front was like, said something like, they have to open it. There's a thing up there that opens it. I started to reach for it. And she's like, no, no, don't pull it. Don't pull it. I was like, okay, whatever. You can tell I'm new at this. And I said to the lady, I just came in here to carry my fiance's luggage in, and I'm not going anywhere, but it looks like apparently I'm going somewhere.
That's awesome.
And but then one of the attendants was outside and he saw me, and I'm standing at the door, I'm trying to wave at him.
I'm pounding on the door and screaming, let me out.
And he gives me this really weird look, like he's trying to understand, what is this guy doing? And I'm waving at him. I'm like, I'm trying to motion to him. And this is going to be hard to explain through an audio podcast, but I'm pointing at myself and then pointing outside. Like, I need to be out there.
And he hears, I need to be with you. And then he started giving you weird looks.
And he comes right up to the door and he's giving me this like, what kind of look with his hands and shrugged shoulders. And I'm pointing at him trying to say, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm shaking my head no, and I'm crossing my arms back and forth saying, I'm not supposed to be here. And he's just looking at me really weird, like, what is wrong with you? And so I'm pointing with my fingers saying, like, I'm mouthing the words, my fiance, and I'm pointing to the back of the bus. My fiance is going, I'm not. And I point at myself and say, no, not what? Me.
Beyonce.
Beyonce's on the bus. Beyonce on the bus. Beyonce on the bus. So he eventually opens the door.
Did you ever at any point just say, let me out?
Well, the bus was on and the window was pretty soundproof. And I didn't want to just yell, let me out, because I don't want to create, you know, these people in the
fire.
Bus. Fire! Let me out!
The bus is full of people running and no driver. There's yeah. a great idea.
Well, the driver's section was protected by some little glass thing, so no one could get in there. But this guy...
be a bus driver.
This guy does let me out, and then when he opened the door... Like, he only opened it partway. I said to him, I'm not supposed to be on this bus. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have a ticket. My fiance is going somewhere. I just got on the bus to load her luggage for her.
I don't even know how I got here.
Who am I?
This thing I flashed through time.
And then he's like, I don't want to be... like racial in any way. This is not a racial comment, but he was a black guy, but really kind of laid back, and in his like Cincinnati kind of accent, he's when I told him what had happened, he was just like, oh, you're not supposed to do that. And then I said, well, I kind of wondered, but you guys let me. And he's like, well, you're not supposed to do that, but we'll let you off. And then he said, I saw you standing at the door and I was just wondering, what's wrong with that guy? So he did let me off the bus.
That's great.
And then it took the bus, though, an hour and 15 minutes to leave. I didn't end up waiting the whole time because I had to go back to work.
It's a good thing he wasn't a hard nose, because he'd have made you stay on that bus, because you're not supposed to do that. Too late. You should have thought of that before you walked through those
doors. I'm not supposed to be here.
You weren't supposed to leave.
I have to go back. And he's there saying, no, the bus isn't done with you yet. It's just like Lost.
It is.
And then the driver gets in, we're not going to Guam, are we?
And everybody says, I hope not.
Oh, so that was my week, or part of it. I stayed on the bus for a whole week before they let me out. No. What's up with you, Jeremy?
Is that some kind of a crazy comment? What's up with me? Does it look like there's something up with me?
Well, not at the moment, but like I've been wondering what's been up with you.
I was looking at my calendar trying to remember. I don't think anything funny happened.
Oh.
No. Not really. Not funny.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe my story makes up for it.
It does.
Yeah.
That was kind of like a featured story almost.
Almost. Yeah, I could have turned it into that.
You know, I must be really gullible, because what I should have done at several points during that story is said, wait, was this a dream? It's almost as ridiculous as you sitting like in a church dream. Typing on a keyboard that you plugged into a USB port and the words appearing on the screen.
That was episode 31, 32, something like that. USB church.
USB church.
I can't remember what the episode title was. I don't know these things anymore.
The USB got too many episodes. Get plugged in.
You realize we had our 35th episode last week?
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's wow.
We've been like on an episode rampage. We're on a rampage.
Almost weekly.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm just wondering, how's it going to work when I take my hiatus later this summer to get married and all that stuff?
I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a hiatus.
Well, it's the honeymoon hiatus. Because we're not going to podcast while we're on the honeymoon. We're going to watch Lost.
Right. That's yeah. Right.
Because, well, we'll probably have enough time for that. Watch all six seasons, taking a 2-week honeymoon, and all of that. And people have asked me to stream the wedding live because I mentioned on Saturday, some friends of ours, some mutual friends of Jenny and I, mm-hmm. were getting married, and they streamed their wedding from the church. They streamed right. it live. And people have been asking me, oh, you should stream yours live too. And I thought of it, but it wouldn't work because where we're going to have the wedding won't have high-speed internet, probably. Aww. Yeah.
Could have it too brought bad. In.
Y'all didn't know. You can watch the video later. So now, I always get confused which order that I do these things.
Your wedding should be a podcast.
The Wedding Cast with Daniel and Jenny. Yeah, all right. Although, some right. when we get married, she probably will occasionally come down for the show. Or maybe even just sit and listen while we do the show. And I can imagine certain things, that stories that I'll tell, and she'll want to jump in, like she'll grab your mic or my mic and say, no, it didn't happen that way. Or that's not what I said. It'll be fun. And that's why...
Being married will be fun. That's why I'm getting married.
That's why I seriously need to change the theme music for this podcast.
Yeah.
Which, after I launch the new network and the new podcast, I will have a contest for who can either write and compose the new theme song. Write meaning write the lyrics to one, or write and compose meaning lyrics and the music. If they just give me the lyrics, that would be good enough too. I'm going to have a prize structure.
I think it should be based on the Lost theme. Something yeah. like that.
Right. All right, let's hear from some other people.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello?
Ring, ring. You have a bad connection.
Put your laptops on the floor.
Thus saith the Jobs. Thou shalt have no other laptop before me. Thou shalt not make for thyself a Wi-Fi access point. Oh, it would be fun to have the Ten Commandments of Jobs.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, our friend John Wilkerson from JesusGeek.info called in. See, he just finished...
The Cheesecake Podcast.
Yes, the Cheesecake Podcast. He just finished a 40-day social media fast.
Oh.
So, hopefully he's not...
40 days?
Hopefully he's not gorging.
Gouging?
Gorging
himself. Hopefully he's not gouging his eyes out on social media.
Gorging himself on social media now that he's back. But he did call in.
He's like, I've been on Twitter for 2 days straight. Help me.
He did have this to say to us.
Hey, Daniel. This is John. And I am calling about your most recent episode. You know, I feel bad that you didn't get any questions about relationships. But, you know, you mentioned some reasons why maybe people aren't in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. But I have another suggestion as to why people didn't call in. And that is that maybe they didn't want relationship advice from the ramen noodle. I mean, you or Sergeant Packett hasn't exactly given out the most stellar advice for bachelors. And maybe they fear that the advice that you would give on relationships wouldn't exactly be advice that they're looking for. Anyway,
he's taking us for a ride.
That's all. That's the only thing that I'm suggesting. Bye.
Can the blah blah blahs be a sound clip that we use in the show from now on?
I don't know. My friend Barely over at barelypodcasting.com already has blah blah blah.
I don't want to see a video podcast by the name of Barely. Just saying.
Yeah. Thank you, John, and welcome back, and all of that stuff. But he does have a good point.
Yes.
I should have offered Sergeant Packett's romantic advice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. But we'll save that for later.
Oh.
You had this look of terror on your
face. I had not yet found a reasonable excuse with which to excuse myself.
That was a priceless look. Your eyes just widened as you're like, no.
Like, already. Please,
no. Also, our good friend Chuck sent
Chuck.
Well, not Chuck, but this is Chuck. No, wait.
What?
Would this be Chuck or would this be Chuck? Like, not the Chuck, but Chuck. I think this would just be singular Chuck.
Upchuck?
Yeah. Anyway.
Chuck.
Upchuck wrote in, about this time, food with Upchuck is about eating an entire dresser.
Dressers are usually made of wood.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of crunchy. He says, sorry, no food stories this time. Oh, where's that? I don't have a disappointed sound.
No food stories? Oh, okay. Then what is the premise of Upchuck this week?
This one is a tribute both to my own life amateurism and to God's amazing providential planning.
APP.
Yeah, that would be APP. Having just moved into the area, I needed a dresser. So, like any good deal hunting bachelor, good job, Chuck. I headed to Goodwill. Good job, Chuck. They did indeed have a good looking dresser. Whoa. That's unheard of.
I hope you put it in the other room. Nothing.
Okay. I was lost there. They did indeed have a good looking dresser for a decent price, so I decided to go for it. Knowing that I have a relatively small car, a 97 Cavalier, or is that Caviar? I made sure to double check that the dresser was not too wide to fit in the trunk. I also knew that it was not too tall because my back seat can fold down to extend the length of the trunk.
It's good looking, not too wide, not too tall. Doing well here.
It's
so far.
Just right. So I headed out to the parking lot with my purchase. Upon arriving at my car, I saw that it was indeed Caviar. No, it was indeed correct. That I was indeed correct about the width and the height of the dresser. But, insert sigh of self-disgust here. Good job. I had not considered that the depth of the dresser might be too much to fit through the opening of the trunk.
Man, that's deep.
The dresser would indeed... it's kind of like wearing an engagement or wedding ring. If you have really fat fingertips. You know, the ring might fit around your knuckle, but it might not fit past your fingertips if you've got really fat fingertips.
I hope I never meet a person with fingers like that.
Don't marry an alien then. Because they all have suction cups. Or a frog. There go your plans of going through the pond, kissing frogs, hoping one of them turns into a princess.
Ah, another prince. Where's the princess?
You gotta check first.
Oh, this is definitely the Upchuck segment.
The section where you all spontaneously upchuck.
Or your head spontaneously explodes.
Yeah. Your head has blown. The dresser would indeed have fit entirely into the cavity of the truck. Trunk.
Cavity?
Trunk, yeah. His
That's
trunk
never
has
a feature.
Cavities.
It's like the dimensions of the vehicle, and it's like trunk cavity. 6 feet. But wait, that'd be a lot. Anyway.
Six
go ahead.
It simply could not go through the opening of the trunk to get there. I was stranded. Stranded.
Oh, I think I get it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. My mind started going through my options. I couldn't return the dresser. This is Goodwill we're talking about here.
Donate it.
Yeah, they've got a spot for that. I certainly didn't want to stand the dresser. I considered calling someone to help me, but no one came to mind who has a big enough vehicle. I have heard that Goodwill will hold stuff for you for a week, but then I would still have to find someone to help me move it. Just as my mind was reaching the end of possibilities, an elderly man walked out of the store and saw my dilemma. He asked where I live and offered to take it back for me in his pickup truck.
Oh, dear.
He then killed me along the way. I'm writing you this email from heaven. No. And he stole my dresser. Praise God, I thought. I thanked the man profusely, and we headed on our way.
Profusely?
On the short drive back, I thought about how great God is to bring this complete stranger across my path at just the right time to help me. I then started wondering if he was a believer or not. You know how you can sort of sense fellow believers at times? Yeah, people that want to take dressers for you. That's on my list. If I'm trying to figure out, are you a Christian too? I ask, if we were in a awkward situation, would you help me carry a dresser? And then I check it off. Have you ever had the sense of smelling fudge when there wasn't any?
What?
Okay, you haven't watched that show. I've been watching a show recently. I'll mention that later. Well, upon arriving, one of the first things he did was invite me to his church, the same church I had just visited the past Sunday.
So the guy's been stalking you since church.
He's had his eye on the dresser. He's thought, how can I steal this dresser from Goodwill? I know, that young man looks like he needs a dresser. I will conveniently be there.
With my truck.
Turns out he was actually the former pastor of the church I now plan to attend. Incredible. God is so good. Yep, he is.
The end.
Yeah, so far.
Fiend.
No. That's awesome. Chuck.
No, Upchuck.
Upchuck, yeah.
Woot.
I still think it's part of a conspiracy.
I do too.
Yeah.
Eventually he's going to be like, I'm the former pastor of that church, you know? Maybe you shouldn't be there. I really shouldn't.
I can tell you what's really going on.
Start lies and rumors about this man that I don't know.
The baptistry. I can't think of anything. Cricket.
It's hidden.
Oh, we haven't heard anything from Evil Flegon in a while.
I know.
Maybe he'll join us next week if it's next week when we talk about Lost. I know we said we would talk about Lost on this episode, but we will. Don't spoil Lost.
That's not a spoiler unless you
make it into a spoiler like I just did.
I was using the art of subtlety, and you
just blew it out of the water like a dresser doesn't fit in a trunk
of a caviar.
I just realized I haven't been used to recording. Oh, well.
Oh, no. But you've been normal recording, right?
Yes. Oh. So, hey, Evil Flegon, send us something, because we'd love to hear from you.
If you're still out there.
Yeah, if you're still evil.
If you turn nice, shut up.
Don't call us anymore. We don't want to hear from you.
We say enough nice things on our own. We don't need
you. Maybe Evil Flegon was there at the Goodwill, and he had intentions of evil will at Goodwill, and he saw what this former pastor did, and he thought, people can be nice, and it doesn't always end the same, so I'm going to stop being evil.
And maybe he didn't even know where he would find this opportunity, so all day he'd been Goodwill hunting. And then he found it.
Which you can buy through our affiliate at Amazon, theramennoodle.com/Amazon.
Yes.
I was going to say amazon.com/theramennoodle, but that's
not
it.
That would get you nothing.
If you want to send in your own feedback with us, share your ramen noodle experiences as life as a or as life amateur
life as a person
experiences with you, or you have some feedback about Lost, because next week or soon we will be talking about Now That Lost Is Over. Yeah, what happens now that Lost is over? Mm-hmm. And by the way, we are a comedy podcast, if you couldn't figure that out, which hopefully you've been able to figure that out. So you can be funny when you say Now That Lost Is Over and help us figure things out. Or if you want to give your crazy crackpot theories about how Lost ended and all of that, we can do that. You can send that to me at theramenoodle.com. That's the email address. Audio files are welcome to send their audio files. So you can send those to me at the audio at the ramen noodle.
Me at Amazon.com. I mean, what?
Me at theramenoodle.com. You can call in your feedback to our voicemail listener line or listener voicemail line, 859-353-4332. That's 859-353-4332. Put it in your phone right now, like caller, not caller ID, your address book. And call us anytime you think of it and leave us a message. And we'll get right back to you. Hey. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes at theramenoodle.com/podcast/36.
Oh, for a second, I was like, I thought it was 35, but we talked about last week being 35.
Yeah, last week was 30. Yeah. Yes.
What are we doing for podcast episode 50?
I don't think we'll hit 50 before I get married.
Oh.
I figured this out, and no. We won't hit 50 before I get married. Even if I have people fill in, which I'm looking at asking several people to record, pre-record some episodes for me, and then I'll schedule them to post then. Even if we do that, I think I figured out there's no way we could hit episode 50 before I get married. Gosh, which is kind of cool for me to realize that. It's that close. Although I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Be afraid.
Yes. Be very afraid. Which I don't know why I did that just now.
Yeah. I don't know. You've got evil intentions for yourself, apparently.
Now it's time that I want to tell you a story about...
Oh boy.
Yes. When I was a kid, I used to have this thing for eating wild plants.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Sometimes it's hard to tell a little boy's voice from a female voice.
What?
Occasionally.
Oh. As a kid, I would often call...
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I would call stores, and they're not used to kids calling. So when I'd call, they'd call me ma'am. So like, don't! Stop it! Maybe that's why when my voice changed, it dropped so low, is because I was so frustrated with people getting me confused for a lady when I would call it. Now it's like opposite side.
That's a good sound clip. I was so frustrated with people getting me confused for a lady.
You can get that yourself if you want. Like you do. So as a kid, I had this thing that I would eat wild plants. Not like just any wild plants. I ate poison ivy this one time.
Mom stuck really me out in the backyard and I just grazed twice a day. This belongs in the upcut
segment.
Watch
where you step.
She put me outside for other reasons too, more frequently.
You've heard of cow pucks? Or cow chips?
Did you know ramen noodles come in patties, sort of?
Ew.
Never mind.
Patties.
That wasn't the word I wanted, and it just came out.
Oh, no. Anyway, this is not about eating poo. Who was made famous.
Who said that? I didn't say anything about that.
Who was made famous in today's... Did you know, do you realize that today, June 7th's... Jobs keynote at WWDC was full of poo.
What? Oh, Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
not Winnie who's listening to this podcast.
Is she? No, she's not here
right now, but I'm sure she'll hear it
Winnie,
later.
It's time to wake up. She's sleeping. Anyway, back to my story. You're distracting me. The thing I grew up snacking on, my older sister taught me this, are clovers. I think the clovers or the...
not clover field.
Well, sometimes I would go in a clover field and then I'd run through the field eating all of the clovers and I'd be like, as I'm eating all of them.
Must have been a strange child.
Oh, you have no idea. So I would eat these. I think they were clovers. They were clovers. And they have this kind of sweet, slightly sour taste to them. They're actually pretty good.
I'll take your word for it.
And even as recently as a couple years ago when I bought my house and moved in, there were some clovers in the backyard while I was reading. And I just thought, I wonder if they still taste as good as they used to.
Oh, so man.
I did take a bite. The best parts of them were the little buds, the flower buds before they had bloomed.
Okay.
Or blossomed. Those were really good. They were sweeter than the rest of it. But the rest of it was pretty good, too. Just make sure you shake it and shake out the spiders from it.
Right, bugs.
And such. Well, that was the beginning of my eating of wild plants. Other things that would happen is wild strawberries. We would see...
Well, that's not weird.
Or wild raspberries. We would eat these and... Loved wild raspberries. There were a lot of wild raspberries in the Ohio area. It was really neat to go and eat them and sweet tasting. Another thing was one of my neighbors in this old neighborhood that I used to live in had either a mulberry tree or wait, is it a mulberry bush? It was a tree.
There's a song about a mulberry bush.
Okay, then it must have been a poison berry tree. They had these, they look kind of like raspberries and how raspberries have all these little berries around them.
I have had them.
But they were longer and they were purplish. So I think those were poison berries or blackberries or something like that. Anyway, we used to harvest these from my neighbor's yard and we would snack on them and make pies out of them. And sometimes they'd start to taste pretty weird, and leaving them out on the kitchen, they'd start to mold really fast.
Yes.
Like within a couple of days, they'd be furry and white. So that's when you just cut off that top layer and scoop down inside and go a little bit deeper and you get some more juicy stuff. The other thing I liked as a kid were onions. I really liked onions, like green onions. I grew up in a family that we would often have beans and cornbread for dinner with radishes cut just off the top and bottom, the little root parts. And we'd put salt on the radishes and just eat them raw like that. Mm. Which, it's funny that I mentioned this now, because my fiance Jenny, recently... was at a house where they did that, and she was just so amazed by it. And she's like, "Have you ever tried this? We should try this sometime." And I told her, "Well, yeah, I grew up eating
I'm an expert.
Radishes like that.
Yeah, no, yeah, but that's one of the reasons you love me
because I'm so radishy." Wait, what? I would also enjoy, with our beans and cornbread, green onions. And green onions, to clarify, are kind of sprout things. They're the top parts of onions and the green parts. And then down at the bottom would be a small kind of onion thing. And they were pretty tasty to eat whole like that and eat raw. And worked out really well with beans and cornbread. Dip them in the corn or in the beans part of the beans and cornbread. It was pretty tasty.
The beans part of the beans and cornbread.
Yeah, it's a little hard to dip it in the cornbread part. So now comes the merging of the timelines here.
Whoa. Thanks for that.
We merged the timelines there for everyone. It came that when I... was walking around in our backyard, I saw some of these green onions growing, and they weren't in our actual garden. They were just wild onions spot. I thought, ooh, those are green onions. Those are really good. I want to take one of those, wash it off, and eat it just as a neat little snack.
Was it actually the green hair of a big alien that tried to hide under the ground and didn't quite get his hair covered up?
Yes, he hid under there because he was so embarrassed that someone had proposed to him and he couldn't get the ring past his giant fingertip. See, in alien cultures, the woman aliens propose.
Oh, and yeah. Give an engagement ring to the man. How do you know about alien cultures?
Alien proposals. I wrote the book on it. I taught them how to do it. Said, hey, this would look really cool and be really funny if you just did stuff the opposite of the way we do it.
Alien wedding. Kind of like alien autopsy.
Yeah, alienwedding.com.
No. Don't go there. We don't know what's
there. I have
there.
No idea what's there, if it even exists. People are probably going there anyway. Anyway.
Overall.
I pulled out this green alien. I mean, a green onion. And, of course, I was smart enough to wash it off. Because we've learned that washing off food
makes it just fine, yeah. No matter what.
This was long before the chicken incident happened. Which, by the way, there's a turkey incident now that's kind of similar. But anyway.
Oh, really?
I pulled out this green onion, briefly like rubbed it in my fingers and hands to get the dirt off of it, and wiped it off
first.
No, I didn't. That's so gross. So I pulled this onion out of the ground, and I was going to take a bite out of it. And I did. It wasn't an onion. It was wild garlic.
Oh.
Have you ever had just raw garlic?
I do not believe I have.
I took a big bite out of this thing. It was raw. It was the strongest taste. If you want to know what it tasted like, go in your cabinet, get out the garlic powder and garlic salt, and take a big spoonful of it and just put that in your mouth and swallow that.
Or else get a clove of garlic and just eat that.
Yeah, but it has to be fresh and wild.
Fresh and wild.
This was
just like the garlic salt in your cupboard.
This was really strong stuff. Amazingly strong. My tongue was burning from this stuff.
Yikes.
And the back of my throat, I started not feeling well. I thought maybe I ate a poison onion.
It was so fresh, it gave me seizures.
If you don't eat it right, you could die. Inside joke there. That's for Jenny.
Aww.
Yeah. We've already got inside jokes with each other. Not only did the onion, or the not onion, the garlic, burn my tongue and my throat then, it stayed that way for the next week of having this garlic taste.
I would say that was not just from being straight garlic. Something else was going on there. Maybe it was poison. It was just so little that you were not totally harmed. Explain some stuff, though.
Why I'm so spicy.
Nice save.
Jenny doesn't like garlic, though, so it was a really good thing that this didn't happen, like, on our honeymoon, that I went out and ate wild garlic accidentally, because then she wouldn't kiss me for
How do you know it's ever. Not going to happen?
Very good point.
You better make a point not to pull strange things out of the ground and just eat them while you're on your honeymoon.
Hey, I was a kid, and I thought it was green onions. I can't help it if it wasn't, actually.
Well, no, I guess you can't. You know the site or parody site, The Onion?
Yeah.
You could do a site called The Garlic and parody things that The Onion does.
Ooh. Whoa. That'd be like so meta.
Something like that. Is a parody of a parody still a parody, or does it just resemble the truth?
Well, that goes to, does a parody equal a negative? Because if a parody does equal a negative, then a parody of a parody is a double negative and therefore is true. But that's not what can happen with a parody of a parody. So a parody of a parody would not be necessarily true. It would still be a parody.
The parody of my parody is my parody.
Brothers and sisters, have I none, but this man's father is my father's son. Who is he?
What in the...
Oh, it's a riddle.
It's not a riddle that I want to solve.
No.
It's not what
I... Oh, it's fine. I've solved it before. And it's just one that I happen to remember.
I wrote it. Okay, maybe not.
And I wrote the book on it and seasoned it with garlic.
This riddle, like you say the whole riddle, for dummies.
Ah. I would try everything to get that flavor out of my mouth. The garlic, nothing worked for a week.
Oh, wow. So this was an ongoing ordeal. It didn't just last a week. You were tortured.
I was, because everything I ate tasted like solid raw garlic. Nice. My mouth was burning for a week. As a kid, I wasn't very good at brushing my teeth.
The ends of his fingers swelled up.
It looked like little garlic. Little suction cups on the tips.
And then when the little alien girl proposed to him, the ring wouldn't go on his finger.
So I had to say no. She loved me for my garlic breath. She's like, what is that smell? Is that polo? Is that alien polo?
Alien polo? What on earth now?
The cologne.
Oh, you can tell I'm...
Or is that Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeesh. Yeesh. Different topic for a different time.
So, my advice to you, do not eat wild food that you don't know what it is.
Make sure you planted the things that you eat.
Yes. And make sure you reap where you sowed. Although, unless you're an investor, and then you can reap where you don't sow.
And if slimy chicken shows up in your garden, that isn't just you planting the wrong seeds, and washing it won't help. That's not something that you planted and grew. Don't eat it.
Nope. It's weird. You don't want to eat that alien stuff. So that's my story.
I'm glad that you don't still taste garlic all the time.
That would be very good.
That would make you not a very good cook, I would imagine.
And Jenny and I wouldn't have never gotten together if I smelled like garlic all the time. Because she hates garlic.
Man. You have got to make exactly the right culinary choices or this relationship could be doomed.
Definitely. That's why we joke about
garlic.
Boy, isn't it a good Italian. Thing I didn't make Italian food for that party or else we wouldn't be getting married this year.
And if you had made it dual themed, like Italian food and vampire slaying, and everybody was wearing garlic around their necks, that would have been like she wouldn't have even come in.
That's why I didn't have any evil spirits haunting me that week. Like, whoa, this dude smells like garlic.
I was afraid you were going to say, what if Jenny's a vampire? Oh.
Okay, out. Leave now. I'm now looking for a new co-host.
Bye, everybody.
You have to unplug first. Leave the MacBook. You can take the iPhone.
No, I'm taking my MacBook.
Well, then leave the iPhone.
I didn't say Jenny is a vampire. I was afraid you were going to.
No. How dare you think that?
How dare you make me think that?
How dare you do that? And just for that...
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's your favorite segment. I'm going to bump it up to now, just for that.
Bring it on.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Hello, cadets. Today's training, I want to focus on the marvels of technology that we have known as Bluetooth. Bluetooth is an amazing technology that can allow you to talk to people without holding a phone to your head. Phone to your head, phone to your head. You're looking like a fool while you're holding a phone to your head. So we don't want you to look like a fool. We also don't want you to sound like a fool, because what very eligible young lady is going to want to marry a fool who's always sounding like a fool? So, my tip to you, when you have a Bluetooth in your ear, don't talk like a fool. Be very careful with whom you make eye contact, especially as you bid farewell to perhaps your lady friend, or your mom, like you do. And when you say, I love you, make sure you are not saying it while making eye contact with anyone else. Make sure, pretty much just go in a corner by yourself when you say I love you and you're on a Bluetooth and others can't see that you're on the Bluetooth. And especially though, we've already talked about this, so you should know this by now. Do not use your Bluetooth in the restroom. You would be a fool. Not just looking like a fool, you would be a fool with your Bluetooth in the restroom.
I always go in the corner by myself when I say I love you. But I don't have a Bluetooth, and my phone's not even necessarily on when I do it.
Well, with the new iPhone 4, you could turn the camera on and look at the phone, and you'll see yourself. And then you can say, I love you, Jeremy. And if you put it on some kind of loop, then, or a time delay.
There's a sound clip for you.
Then it can come back, and after a time loop, it'll say, I love you, Jeremy.
That would be strangely comforting.
Maybe you could put it like Evil Flegon voice.
That would be strangely disturbing. Wow. So that was interesting. That guy, he's always up on the latest technology and etiquette and stuff.
He may talk about an iPhone someday.
That's cool. He doesn't hate iPhones.
I don't know. I haven't really asked Sergeant Pack about iPhones. I would ask him, but he's off doing something else.
Call
right
him
now.
Sarge Pack.
I don't think he would appreciate that very well.
I don't do it to his face.
Oh, Upchurch joined.
Oh, hey, Upchurch. I mean, hey, the Upchurch.
I should reply more people and say, you should come join my live show right now.
It definitely helps to specifically invite people. People want to feel important.
Yes. Everybody in the chat room over at theramenoodle.com/live, you are our most important listeners because you faithfully come join the chat room and get to chat about all sorts of stuff while we're doing the live chat room. Now, everyone else out there, you're important too, but you are missing so much fun in the live chat room. You can join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, theramenoodle.com/live.
Your chat messages are important to us.
So please stand by. And a representative will be with you shortly.
Did you know that now available is Nosplode? TM? Ask your doctor if Nosplode is right for you today. Get a pop of hold.
I'm ready to head out.
Yeah, sometimes when you're on hold, you just gotta hang up.
Yeah, I was on hold recently for an hour and a half. I hung up and called back and got someone right away.
Nice. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, or redunculous. I don't know what that means.
That's redundant!
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, if you want to follow me on Twitter, which I'm sure all of you do, but in case you don't, follow me.
Follow him
at twitter.com/theramenoodle. Jeremy, where are you on Twitter?
Somewhere between pages 5 and 6.
That's what I thought. Those are good pages. But wait until page 9.
My name is Phlegon, Phlegon.
And if you are not subscribed to this podcast, welcome. We're glad that you're listening, and especially you guys that maybe, I think we're on the Roku player now, so people can listen to us on TV. I submitted for us to be featured, and if we get featured, then we'll get some more listeners. If you're listening on anything other than something that is subscribed, you should subscribe to us. You can do that over at theramenoodle.com. And if you want to support the show in any way, you can, of course, send a straight donation to us. We'd love you for that. But another easy way, maybe easier for you, is just do your regular shopping like you normally would through Amazon.com.
Like you do.
And use your mom shops on Amazon.
It's true.
And use our affiliate link, which is you can get straight to the Amazon store through the ramenoodle.com/Amazon. And then do all your normal shopping, and then we get a little part of that. And you save money and support the show, too.
Like when you order a deck of 52 cards, we get 4 of them.
We get the jokers.
That's not true.
It's not?
Oh, and speaking of the Roku thing, I just want to say hello out there in TV land.
Good morning, Vietnam.
It just feels right to say.
Oh, okay. Well, nice of you to say that.
Thanks.
You can send your emails and comments and all of that to me at theramenoodle.com or send it to Jeremy at...
Me too, at theramenoodle.com.
Yeah, M-E-T-O-O.
Which could be Metu.
Metu.
It was so glad to have Metu. It was so glad.
Ah.
Anyway, I'm
it was, yeah.
Clear.
Join us back and you will be it's so glad. It's so glad to have you join us back. You can leave your comments on the show and the show notes over at theramenoodle.com/podcast/36. Because that's this episode is episode 36. Jeremy, anything else that we need to say as we close out?
Probably just that.
Okay, next time life makes you feel like an amateur. Keep laughing and remember that you're not the only one.
And take your nose blow.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
They look so serious now.
We are so serious about clean casts, apparently.
We save up all of our humor for this weekend, and then after that, we just get intense.
I save up all my seriousness for while I'm waiting for the music and the clean cast promo to end. All week it takes me.
What do you think we should call this episode? Another one rides the bus. Don't eat things in your yard.
Another one bites the garlic.
I kind of like that. Another one rides the bus. It's a play on another one bites the dust. I like that.
I kind of like that too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks, Chuck. I think we'll make that. You like that?
I do.
Okay. Okay, let me record this. Shut up.
I'm going to whistle the theme song for you to get you in the right frame of mind.
No, you're not.
While you say the title.
I'm in the right frame of mind. I'm kooky all the time.
All the time. And I'm kooky all the time, man.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 36. Another one rides the dust. Whoops.
Dude, you're using up my seriousness. I have to be quiet.